ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Our projects are focused around empowering communities to take on their own sustainable practices or their own biodiverse practices, and basically providing simple interventions in the landscape that can help with sustainability and biodiversity that's accessible and simple and, yeah, straightforward, so you're not separating community from the academics. My name is Sive Burt Fitzgerald and I work as a project manager for Be Urban.
This week, we focused our episode on an inner city Dublin project doing their bit for the wider good. Sive Burt Fitzgerald has been an environmentalist her entire life, and she told us about her journey, the projects she's involved in, and how climate change is affecting areas around the city centre.
I was raised by an environmentalist, so from basically when I was born, caring for the planet has been ingrained in how I feel and how I see the world. Previous to this, I did a lot of corporate work. My degree was in something completely different, but it's always been a passion of mine. I care very, very deeply about it and always have, yeah.
And just earlier on, we took a little walk around and I saw some beautiful planter sites. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about them and when they were first introduced?
So we started this project last year, so August of 2022. So we started back then, and the goal was to install 100 of them and research them, because we've never done any research around rain garden planters in Ireland previously. So we're working with UCD as well to do quantitative studies, and then Be Urban are doing the qualitative studies. So studying with the community through citizen science. The planters themselves are sustainable urban drainage systems, which means they harvest urban runoff from the roofs. And as we have increasing development in Dublin, we have a lot of impermeable surfaces that have urban runoff, which is going to become an increasing issue with water volumes rising, more storm events caused by climate change. So what the planters do is they redirect that water into a planter that has a little pocket of biodiversity for pollinators, which also supports local pollinating insects, and then sometimes also birds and other species depending on what's planted. And so it reuses that water in a meaningful way instead of it going straight into our storm drains. And the biggest issue with our water system in Ireland is that we have one big combined system. When there's a heavy downpour, a lot of that water doesn't reach our water treatment facility and ends up back in Dublin Bay and different areas, watercourse areas. So that means that those areas become highly polluted at that time, which you've probably noticed in summers and stuff when they say not to swim in Dublin Bay because it's too polluted. A lot of that is directly after a heavy downpour. So that's what we're trying to do, is kind of reuse that water in a good way and stop it from polluting our watercourses locally.
How important is it to focus on biodiversity in and around the city as well? We know it's getting so built up at times. How important is it to put a real emphasis on supporting the creatures, the biodiversity and the climate from the very middle of the city?
It's hugely important. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. A big one being that we're actually seeing a lot of species of insect and bird and everything else that you don't get as much in the countryside because of pesticides and agriculture, whereas you don't get that as much. So you see a lot more bees being happy in urban environments, but they have to travel a long distance in order to find forageable food. Not everybody plants for pollinators, which is a huge issue. There's an emphasis still in our society of planting ornamentally. We need more wild planting, we need more rewilding, and as construction increases, it just completely wipes out these habitats for many different species. And we have a responsibility in cities to change, or rather integrate, more green plans into our construction.
And apart from some of these looking aesthetically so pleasing, so beautiful, what has the reception been like from some of the residents as well? Have they been getting their hands dirty going planting themselves as well, and how have they taken the whole thing?
It's been great. I mean, locally, Alan, one of our planter owners, has been saying, which is music to my ears, that what it's caused is a lot of conversations with other local residents, because when he's out planting or he's doing gardening, people will stop and say, what's this, how does it work, and this spot looks beautiful, especially in Stony Batter, where we have, it's majority grey, we don't have a huge amount of parks or little green spaces, and so people feel powerless when it comes to having an impact on local biodiversity, whereas this empowers an individual to plant outside of having to make massive infrastructural changes. But it creates a sense of happiness. I mean, you can probably see from the planter on Kirwan Street, that whole street besides the trees is majority grey. It's all paved, tarmacked. And then you have this flash and beautiful part of the street that's full of colour and is buzzing with pollinators. And it changes the whole aesthetic. And I think it really has an impact on mental health and well-being as well.
Brilliant, Sive. Thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The work Sive and the residents of Stony Batter are doing is undoubtedly making a huge impact, and their project is likely only going to spread across other areas in the capital in years to come.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.